The Northern Territory Youth Detention Royal Commission's been told that vitriolic comments by government members created an environment for the abuse of young offenders. Alice Springs legal aid lawyer Russell Goldflam gave evidence during the Commission's final day of public hearings this year. The hearings had been set aside for evidence from young people, but those plans were abandoned. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
Government rants demonising young offenders as rogue and without hope gave police and detention staff permission to use force against them, according to criminal lawyer Russell Goldflam.
The way in which this rhetoric, this inflammatory rhetoric, was being pumped out into our community, in my view, had this toxic, corrupting effect on the administration of our youth child protection and child detention and youth justice systems, because it empowered, it permitted people to perhaps not read as carefully the manuals and the protocols which were there to restrain their behaviour.
In May this year, the former Northern Territory Chief Minister, Adam Giles, mounted a social media attack against young offenders, saying he'd had enough of bad youth breaking into houses and he wanted to remove a presumption that they be granted bail. Russell Goldflam.
What this does is it gives permission to people who have the authority lawfully to use force against youths, whether they're police officers, youth workers, social workers, detention officers. It gives them permission, effectively, to use that force to punish. Now, Dylan Voller gave evidence in this commission and he very articulately explained the difference between being sent to detention, that's the punishment, and being punished while you're in detention.
This is what Dylan Voller said during his evidence on Monday.
One of the biggest problems we face is the fact that we are being further punished whilst in prison. Being sentenced by the judge to do our time for our crime is our punishment, not the continued mental and physical abuse that we continue to cop while we're here.
Mr Goldflam told the commissioners Margaret White and Mick Gooder the Northern Territory failed to learn from its mistakes, recalling a similar policy approach in the 1990s.
Took a death in custody before that was brought to an end, of a young man who hanged himself in 2000 in Dondale, 15-year-old. So we've been through all that. And then a couple of years ago, here we go again. The same vitriol and hatred being promulgated not just by shock jocks, but by the people we've elected to run our state, our territory.
Counsel for the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, Peggy Dwyer, questioned Mr Goldflam about the latest amendments to the Youth Justice Act and whether they do enough to place limits on the use of force against young people.
It didn't mandate a clear lawful limit for the use of restraints, in your view?
Not in my view, no.
So the changes in October 2016 were certainly not a comprehensive reform of that legislation?
No.
The over-policing of remote communities after the federal government intervention in 2007 was another focus of questioning. The commissioners were told 18 new police stations were built with 50 extra police, and in the 3 years following, the number of youth traffic-related convictions in Central Australia doubled.
Well, out on communities, there were lots of police officers when previously there hadn't been lots of police officers and they had a job to do. But often there wasn't anything in particular going on except people driving around in cars. And frequently those cars were being driven by people who weren't supposed to be driving, or they were in a condition that they weren't supposed to be driven in, or they weren't registered or whatever.
Mr Goldflam also called for amendments to the Federal Crimes Act, saying Aboriginal people feel alienated and disengaged from the criminal justice system because of a failure to recognise customary law.
Now, I don't suppose many young people in Central Australia have read Section 16AA of the Crimes Act, but the message we're sending out is your stuff does not count. The response to that, in my view, is that for many Aboriginal people in our communities, okay, you're saying our stuff doesn't count. Well, your stuff doesn't really count all that much for us either.
Criminal lawyer Russell Goldflam ending that report from Felicity James.